563-0509. We've been repairing vehicles since 2007, and we'd love to be your shop. ER Auto Care, 20 minutes west of Columbus at 8005 Lafayette Plain City Road in Plain City, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and on the web at erautocare.com. That's erautocare.com.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're at an amusement park on the first hill of the biggest roller coaster in the state.
Oh, boy.
Your fear of heights was more than enough reason to never get on in the first place.
Acrophobia, schmacrophobia. That's what I say.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico. Because not only could Geico save you hundreds, but they're also the second largest insurer in the country. Now that's a track record you can trust.
Wow, I can see my house from...
And since Geico is available 24/7, it's no wonder customers have the faith to give them a 97% customer satisfaction rating, which is more faith than you have going into that second loop.
Eyes on the horizon! Eyes on the horizon!
So, as you notice you've been tensing muscles you never knew you even had, you can at least relax knowing Geico is always there for you online or over the phone. Now, if you could only get off this ride.
Okay, need a little help. Think I might have pulled something.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping.
You do the saving.
CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
All Buckeyes, all the time. It's time for your weekly inside look at the Scarlet and Gray.
Brought to you by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Welcome to the 11 Warriors Radio Hour, right here on 97.1 The Fan. I'm Jason Priestess, joined by Chris Lauterbach, downtown at the Fan Studios. Thank you for joining us on early signing day 2019. Got a huge show tonight. We're going to break down Ohio State's class, the 24 players inked by Ryan Day today. Maybe take a look at how Ohio State can beat Clemson. And don't talk about Tom Herman again, making an ass of himself.
It's fun to clown on Tom Herman. I think first we need to talk real briefly about Hayden Fry before we get into it. I'm not jealous of your attire, not that it's ever bad or anything. No, I'm not like, oh my God, that's great. If you're not on 97.1thefan.com watching us on video for the show, you got to check out Jason's hat. It's a Hayden Fry special, complete with the, I call them scrambled eggs. I don't know what those wings on the bill are, but those are cash money.
Yeah, I've got this classic Iowa Hayden Fry hat on. I've owned it for a while. It's the first time I've worn it tonight. Hayden, of course, passed away yesterday at the age of 90. Coached 20 years at Iowa, won 143 games out there. Just a good dude. Cool dude, man. Last guy that really made mustaches and white pants look good on the sideline. I mean, guys don't wear white pants. Hayden made white pants look great.
Oh, yeah. No, he stood out on the sideline all the time. And in all seriousness, he was in the Marines, right? I think he was a captain in the Marines. And yeah. Played at Odessa High School. I didn't realize that, but that's been a football power in Texas for, you know, forever.
Yeah, Baylor grad.
Yeah, and played at Baylor. But I didn't realize the Marine thing until today when I was reading some stuff. So yeah, sad to see him pass, but 90. I mean, hope I make it that long.
No doubt. I'll take 90. Yeah, pour one out, Iowa bros. He was a good dude. On to this class. Ryan Day inked his first full class today. He inked one last year when he was the head coach, but, Urban finished that season out. So it was kind of a part of his class, part Meyer's class. This is his first real class. Only two guys had committed to Meyer in the class, and the rest of them committed today. So this is his first real full class. He's got 24 signed today, potential for two more. 24/7 has it as a third overall class, right behind Clemson and Bama. You got 2 5-stars, 13 4-stars, 9 3-stars on the lineup. The only Big Ten program with a top 10 class, and got some depth there. A lot of Ohio kids, got 6 from Cincinnati, 8 from Ohio in total. Top two players in the state, offensive tackle Paris Johnson Jr., defensive end Darian Henry, both from Cincinnati Princeton High School. pretty solid class for your first real go, right?
Yeah, I think he's got to feel good about that, especially you know, with some of the stuff he was dealing with leading up to signing day, trying to get ready for the playoff, and obviously the Jeff Hafley news. And we'll see how. I know he felt pretty confident the other day about his ability to hang on to, you know, all those guys, and I know we'll touch on some of them in a minute. But yeah, I think he's got to feel pretty good, and he certainly said as much today, which of course he's going to do regardless. But yeah, the six from Cincinnati, I think, is what stands out to me. You know, you saw, you know, with Urban, wasn't necessarily going after a ton of Ohio kids, and just Cincinnati in general has not been a place that Ohio State's fared well for elite talent. A lot of those kids end up at end up at Notre Dame or other places. So pretty interesting, and will be very interesting to see how a lot of those Ohio kids pan out, knowing some of them are more on the, I don't say project in a negative way, but I think, you know, a few of those could be considered projects, especially on the offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. Eight Ohio kids, six from Cincinnati. Six is the most from Cincinnati in any single recruiting class for Ohio State. Some of those Ohio kids you talked about, low three stars, a couple of them, you know, especially on the offensive line, definitely projects. But, I mean, if that's an area you want to have bodies, right? You want to have bodies on the OL, bodies on the line of scrimmage for practice. That's important to have. And to me, what this really says is that he went out and went hard after Ohio, went hard after Cincinnati, an area Ohio State has not really recruited well through the years. And he's a guy from New Hampshire. He doesn't have the connections that his predecessors had, you know, going, most of them at least. You know, Woody had him, Earl had him.
Sure.
Coop didn't so much because he came from out of state too. Tressel, Meyer, these guys knew guys in the state. They had the connections already. Dave did not have that. And in him hitting Ohio so hard tells me that he's trying to, you know, get those connections at first full haul so he has them for down the road. You know, start building your name. Start making your name amongst Ohio high school coaches. I mean, obviously they know the guy because he's Ohio State's head coach. They live in the state.
Yeah, but you still want to put kids in that program and then see how, you know, yeah, see how they do. That's how you really build credibility and loyalty with those guys, is how do these kids do once they get to Ohio State.
Right, right. And it's just about relationships too. You know, you could not, I know Ryan Day. I don't have a relationship with Ryan Day. Some of these high school coaches now have a relationship, sure, with Ryan Day. And like you said, downstream, that could prove really, really big. A bit of a surprise today. Not a surprise, but Bucks got a quarterback they weren't sure they were going to get. They probably felt pretty good about him, but C.J. Stroud, 6'2.5", 194-pound, 4-star from Rancho Cucamonga, California. That sounds like a fun place to live, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah. California. As long as there's no fires lurking in your backyard.
Earthquakes,
man.
Yeah. Cucamonga. So, number two pro-style quarterback, chose Ohio State over Georgia and Michigan, former Elite 11 MVP. As a senior, Stroud tossed for 3,878 yards, 47 touchdowns in 13 games. I mean, that's a ton of I know Cali, they sling it, especially compared here in the Midwest. You got better weather and more open offenses out there, but 47 touchdowns as a high school senior.
Yeah, well, and building depth there, like you talked about offensive line, but I think at quarterback as well, he's lamented that there's, you know, not a lot of bodies in the quarterback room. And,
no,
you know, Jack Miller is also in this class with Stroud. So it gives you two guys in the same class. Now we'll see 3 years from now, right, what that looks like.
Who's
or
left?
Both of them here, that kind of thing with the transfer portal and kids' desire to play. But, yeah, I think bringing in two and really getting Stroud when there was already a guy in the fold for this year, I think, so, you know, says a lot. One, about this kid's competitiveness and how good he thinks he is, but also Day's ability to, you know, get a kid to come when there's already a quarterback in the class. So I think that's really interesting. One thing I want to go back to real quick, we were talking about some of those three stars and just, you know, Ohio in general. I think some folks are a little skittish, right, that there's so many three stars in the class. I think you said nine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I am or am not, but what I am interested to see is over the course of time, like, this will give us a look at Day's ability to spot talent and or develop it, right? Like,
yeah,
before, you're developing these four and fives that, right, Urban and Day and others have brought in.
Yeah.
But when you've got this many threes, it's like, okay, in a couple years, it's going to be very interesting to see where there's some Malcolm Jenkins and, you know, some types like that
Leonidas
in the past have certainly outperformed what their star rating was. Keeping track of, you know, keeping score of that for these three stars in a couple years will be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, certainly along the line, you got Studrawa. We'll have his work cut out for him as well, developing these guys. But again, man, you want the bodies there. And again, the inroads to Ohio coaches, we'll see what happens. You know, you're right. It's going to be something you have to look at 2-3 years out to see what Day and Studrawa and the staff has done with some of these players that came in. Maybe you're a little unheralded or what have you. Opposite of that, though, is Brian Hartline's haul. Did you see what he pulled in?
Dude's a beast.
Four wide receivers in the top 15 at their position nationally. 25% of basically 27.8% of the top 15 players at wide receiver in the whole country, including number one. They're saying it might be the best wide receiver class ever signed by a single school, and which is great because Ohio State has a quarterback that can sling it.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, the offense in general, is that's how it's looking to move the ball, not solely through the air, but wants to be able to do that. And you know, we've seen that a lot this year, obviously, and last year even more so. But, yeah, bringing in Fleming and Smith and Jigba and Gee Scott and Mookie Cooper, I'm curious to who you're most excited for. Obviously, Fleming's a five-star, the all-world kid. Like, that's
let's not
easy
say
one.
Fleming. Pick from the other three.
Yeah, it's Gee Scott for me. Man, I mean, I think hands. All these guys. But, yeah, Gee Scott, the highlights of this dude and just the articles. You know, Zach Carpenter had a really good article about him on 11Warriors.com. Connecting with the homeless guy in that town, and just he's coming from it's Washington, right? Mm-hmm. He's coming from Washington State, so I don't know. I get a Michael Thomas vibe from this dude, and it just I don't know. I'm really excited about all those guys, but G. Scott to me is someone I'm really looking forward to watch play.
Yeah, Fleming, number one receiver in the class, number two player nationally according to 24/7's composite. Smith Najigba said that too quickly. Is a stud. I mean, he put up insane numbers in the Texas State playoffs, yep. 200-yard quarters, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Gee Scott, I've seen him make at least three Chris Carter-type catches, one hand, mm-hmm. stabbing it. And then Mookie Cooper is a smaller guy. He's like a little maybe 5'8" on a good day, but he runs violently, catches the ball really well. He's got a lot of good speed. So I don't know, man. I mean, it's like picking your favorite kid, right? At this point in time, I love all four of these, and you know Fleming's going to be the number one guy in this class heading in. But by the time it's all said and done, who knows who's going to have the best numbers of this bunch? Because they're all four are capable.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And then you think about just Olave already being here, and some of the other guys that you want to see develop over time. Ohio State's losing a lot in the receiver room once this offseason occurs. So be plenty of opportunity for those guys to step up. But Cooper, you're right. You think 5'9", you're like, okay, little guy, slot guy, and he is a slot guy, mm-hmm. but he's almost 200 pounds. And Hartline even was talking today about how the dude was going to block you with bad intentions, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
he's violent.
That's what that's what you want to see, especially knowing that a slot guy is going to go over the middle and go underneath and that kind of thing. And you don't want alligator arms or someone being afraid of getting hit.
Yeah.
And clearly it looks like he isn't from his build. And Hartline also talked about, obviously, Cooper did not play much this year because he transferred schools and had to sit out. So Hartline was talking about how that could be a bonus too, because he obviously didn't take a lot of hits if he wasn't playing.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch him on crackbacks later on because they will use him in that capacity. Two players that were hard commits to Ohio State did not sign today. Cornerback Clark Phillips from California and fellow cornerback Cameron Martinez from Michigan. Two guys that maybe a little, tentative all of a sudden because of Jeff Hafley leaving to take the Boston College job. So Phillips is going to make his announcement tomorrow. I think 2 p.m. Eastern time here, 11 Pacific. He's a number four cornerback prospect in the nation. Took a visit to Utah over the weekend, kind of when the Hafley news was coming out that Hafley was heading to Boston College. His dad was quoted at the time saying, who knows, it may impact his decision to want to play for Ohio State. Utah was the first school that offered him. Last we heard, it's looking like Utah may get him. I mean, nothing's done until it's done, but heard earlier today that Utah probably will land Phillips, so that's going to stink. Because I had him penciled in as the next coming of Antoine Winfield.
Right. Yeah, I know you're high on him, and that definitely seems to be the way the wind is blowing now. I mean, you read an article from just a few days ago from the Orange County Register or whatever, knowing he's a California kid, and it's like, yeah, I'm excited to get to Ohio State on January 5th or whatever it was. So I agree with you. Definitely feels like the winds are blowing that way from things that we're hearing, but, could it change back? I don't know. But, yeah, Twitter's always funny for this stuff. You got people tracking, he's took the words OSU commit out of his bio on Instagram, but then someone counters with, but on his YouTube channel, it actually still says. So I don't think there's too much you can glean from there other than people are a little bit crazy about
this
stuff.
To see if he puts on OSU or Utah pajamas when he goes to bed tonight. Second guy, Cameron Martinez, cornerback for Michigan, two-time Mr. Football in the state. Recently picked up his fourth star. He's saying he may wait until February. Ohio State feels really good about that one still. Plenty of time to work. I'm sure Michigan will try to get back into it as well as a kid from their backyard, Muskegon, up there. We'll see. I mean, it's interesting when you hear Ryan Day talk at these pressers today, because he's given answers to the media, you know, to the best of his ability, but he's still selling. You know, he's still selling because he knows there's two guys out there that are listening. They're picking right up on whatever he's saying. And, you know, he's basically saying things like, you know, we don't have a sales pitch. We want people to be happy here and this and that. And Ohio State's much bigger than one coach. I heard him say a couple times. Mm-hmm. He's talking about, you know, he's saying Jeff Hafley's a great coach. But, you know, Ohio State will be here after Hafley's gone, after I'm gone. It's much bigger than he or I. And, you know, he's dual sales pitch and, you know, some information for the media. It's interesting to hear him talk in that regard.
Yep, and Cameron Martinez will be interesting to see how it pans out. You mentioned he picked up his four-star recently. I don't know if he pegs, honestly don't know if he pegs more of a safety at the next level or in college or whatever that may look like. But I wonder if there's any impact at all on the fact that Phillips doesn't come.
Yeah.
Does that create more of, you know, more interest? I'm not sure. Some kids, if you've already got a ton of DBs coming in, would they be less, you know, less likely? I won't pretend to know Cameron Martinez's story, but yeah, I know it's a guy Ohio State still wants, and I get, you know, Day can say, I agree with him saying, like, hey, you don't just commit to the assistant coach, you commit to the program, etc. But elite players can try to have it both ways, where they want to play for a certain guy at a certain school,
sure,
right?
It's sure.
Not, you know, those things don't have to be mutually exclusive. So we'll see where it goes. Plenty of time to get him back in, or keep him in the fold, I should say.
Absolutely. And the thing about these two guys is they're both, if they want to come here, they're both be in a position to play right away. Because you're going to lose Arnett, you're going to lose Fuller, you're going to use Okuda, and you're probably going to lose Wade. So there's going to be playing time right there waiting
exactly
for him. Coming up, 11 Warriors recruiting analyst Zach Carpenter joins us for a deeper look at this class. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
A quarter century of sports conversation and play-by-play. And let's not forget the fart jokes. Thanks for nothing, common man. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Hi, this is Ryan Krieger, and going on now at Krieger Ford, you can shop three great nameplates like Ford Escape, Ford Fusion, and Ford EcoSport, all three available under $20,000. Additionally, we offer parts and service until midnight. Come experience a new Ford this holiday season.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Atlas Butler's at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Gain the home field advantage with Homeport's home buyer education. Let Homeport teach you the home buying process. For details, visit homeportlearning.org. That's homeportlearning.org or call 614-221-8889, extension 134.
Hey, it's Pick and Pull with the one gift everybody loves for Christmas.
Candy!
No, cash!
Cash!
Just go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK and turn your old junk car into cash.
Cash to buy more presents!
Cash to pay bills!
Just call 800-442-JUNK. That's 800-442-5865 or go to pickandpull.com.
Your old junk car doesn't even have to be running because they'll arrange a tow.
So call 800-442-JUNK and Pick and Pull will give you Christmas cash for your junk car.
That's 800-442-JUNK or go to pickandpull.com.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Tired of the cold, frosty weather already? Warm up this winter with a remote car starter from Columbus Car Audio and Accessories. Just push a button and stop scraping snow and ice and sitting in a freezing car every day. If your car isn't toasty and defrosted when you get in, you're totally missing out. Plus, remote starts make amazing gifts for everyone on your shopping list, including yourself. So get warm and stay warm this winter by installing a remote car starter from Columbus Car Audio and Accessories. Morse Road near Easton, Main Street in Reynoldsburg, or columbuscarradio.com.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Ferda, 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 Ferda.
You know that one?
That's Home Alone.
That is Home Alone. It's Home Alone Ferda.
Common Man and T-Bone, weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan.
Get to Buffalo Wild Wings for our $5 game day specials. Pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light are just $5. Dip some tortilla chips into delicious $5 Hatch queso and dip your face into football season. Double dip your face. We don't care. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Price, availability, and offer days may vary by location. Dine-in only. Other limitations may apply. Must be 21 plus. Check with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings for details. Void where prohibited.
Just days before Christmas. But don't worry, guys. Diamonds Direct's got your back with all the gifts women love. A no-stress, risk-free experience, unbeatable prices, and now 3 years, zero-interest financing on anything for the holidays. Hint, hint, that means you can go big this year on a fabulous pair of earrings or a dazzling diamond pendant. Just pick any item, spread your payments out over 3 years with zero interest. Make it her best Christmas ever at Diamonds Direct. Details and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
That headliner gift at your house is waiting at Diamonds Direct. A fabulous designer ring or a beautiful pair of diamond earrings. We have the gifts women want. And right now, you can enjoy 3 years zero interest financing. How about a $3,000 eternity band for just $85 a month? Relax, guys. Diamonds Direct's got your back with zero stress shopping, zero risk, and zero interest financing. And gifts guaranteed to make her 100% happy. Diamonds Direct. Open Sunday. Unapproved credit.
On Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
Matty Ice here for Roof Revivers, a Central Ohio leader in roof repair and replacement. Right now is the perfect time to have your roof repaired or replaced before winter comes. Take advantage of their fall discount of 20% off of your full roof replacement. Find them online at roofrevivers.com. Roof Revivers, they fix leaky roofs.
Every house needs improvements before it becomes the home of your dreams. Get some great ideas on the hows and whats of turning your home into your castle by tuning into This Dream House on 1460 ESPN each Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Brought to you by Appliance Factory and Mattress Kingdom on Sawmill Road.
Toyota Thon is on, and you know what that means. Incredible year-end savings on your favorite new Toyotas. Now through January 6th, get a new gas-powered greater than ever 2020 Corolla with $1,250 customer cash. Get $1,250 customer cash on any new built-into USA 2020 Camry. Or you could get a great lease deal. For all Toyota Thon offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
All Buckeyes, all the time. This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Welcome back. 11 Warriors Radio Hour right here on 97.1 The Fan. Cold outside, but hot around Columbus, man. As the Buckeyes signed a monster class, number 3 overall in the 24/7 composite ranking. Far and away the best class in the Big Ten. I'm going to bring our own Zach Carpenter, 11 Warriors recruiting analyst on the line, joins us to talk a little bit about this class. Zach, how are you doing, bud?
Hey, pretty good, Jason. How are you? I gotta say, I love the Snoop Dogg intro.
I'm
loving it because Snoop Dogg gave a shout out to C.J. Stroud today after he signed Buckeyes.
That's awesome, right? Man. Yeah, Bodie's a front runner. He likes some good teams, but he plays good music, so it's a little bit of a mixed bag with him.
There we go. I love it.
Good dude, as far as producers go. Big class, man. 24 potential for two more. Said it a minute ago, number 3 class in the 24/7 composite, trailing just Clemson and Bama. And, you know, Clemson signed, what, 25 five-stars, it seems like. Who are you most excited? Who should Buckeye fans be most excited to see in this class? And let's avoid the obvious answers of Julian Fleming, you know, guys like that. Like, who's right, under the radar? Okay. Under the radar guy, it's just like, you can't wait to see on the field for Ohio State, or fans should be excited to see.
Well, honestly, if we're going under the radar, then I have to say Luke Weifler, and I know he's a center.
Okay.
And it's not exactly going to move the needle with a lot of people, but I talked to him last night, extensive interview with him for a feature that's going to be on 11 Warriors next week. And there's a little shameless plug there, but he just oozes self-confidence and intelligence, and he has this East Coast sort of bulldog mentality, not bulldog mentality, but sort of he, as he put it, he's put as a cliche, like hard hat, lunch pail kind of guy, but he has a little bit of the Midwest in him, and I feel like he's going to come in and be one of those Josh Myers guys that just paves the way for a strong running game with him and Paris Johnson. Those two guys are great friends. They're actually going to be roommates living together. So that's the future of the offensive line, is anchored by those two. Another under the radar guy, I guess, would be another three star. I'll go with the three star. It'd be Ty Hamilton for a local guy out of Pick Central. I mean, if we're going to under the radar guys, there's no one that epitomizes under the radar better than him, especially, I mean, Devon Hamilton is his older brother, fifth-year senior, who, right, same type of situation, recruited as a defensive end, but moved to the interior as a three-star out of Pick Central, and rose to become, in his fifth year, a third-team All-Big Ten performer. So Ty Hamilton, he could end up filling that same type of role, 4-5 year guy who develops into one of the more unsung players on the team, and maybe ends up being a third team All Big Ten type of guy going forward.
Love hearing that. I mean, you look at Ty Hamilton, and people might have said, "Why did they offer this three-star local kid?" And you say, well, "Look what his brother did, right?" They just mentioned it. They know what they're getting, and if he's anything like his brother, he's going to perform really well, be an important cog there on the line. And you have me excited to watch center play all of a sudden in the coming years. So good job on that. What's the latest? Got to ask you the latest on Clark Phillips and Cam Martinez. Where is Ohio State at with those two players?
Right. So Cam Martinez last night, he told rivals Josh Hembolt. I got his name right.
He's not listening.
He's gonna be waiting to sign in February. Still committed to Ohio State, but I think it's very smart for Martinez to be waiting to sign. I mean, he's a high school quarterback, listed as an athlete, and he was expected to be a safety prospect. And out of anyone who needs development in the position at defensive back, out of the five guys who were supposed to be coming in, it was going to be Martinez. And you have Jeff Hafley, who's known as one of the best developers at the position in the country. Now he's gone after promising Martinez, hey, I'm going to be here to develop those skills and refine you. He's gone now, so you're going to want to wait. I think it's smart of him to wait around, see who Hafley's going to be replaced with, see if, hey, maybe I can trust a guy like Kerry Combs if he comes in. Just throw a name out there before he ends up signing. So we'll be waiting until February 5th, National Signing Day for that. Clark Phillips is, we'll find out soon enough, man. I mean, it's 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. He signs. It's going to be streamed live on Twitter. Unfortunately for Buckeye fans, it sounds like it's more of a 50-50 proposition right now between Ohio State and Utah right now. So, I mean, time will tell. We're going to find out sooner rather than later, but it's completely up in the air at this point. Nothing would really surprise me.
So, yeah, I guess we'll find out tomorrow. This is 11 Warriors Radio Hour, joined by Zach Carpenter, 11 Warriors recruiting analyst. And, you know, Zach, just obviously sticking with the class here, but maybe looking a little further down the peg. We know that, you know, we talked in the last segment, Ohio State, a lot of three stars in this class, and some folks maybe, you know, there could be some fans out there that, you know, that's creating a little concern or complaint or whatever you want to call it. What would you say in response to anyone that was concerned about the number of three stars and in what feels like maybe a top-heavy class?
Yeah, full discretion. I mean, I get it, man. I understand. I'm a star chaser. Yeah, I feel like I could be classified as a star chaser myself. I love me some five stars and some higher end four star guys. So, like you said, this is a top heavy class. I mean, you have your five stars like Julian Fleming, Paris Johnson, and then your borderline guys like Jackson Smith and Jigba and G Scott Jr., both receivers, and Clark Phillips at corner. But I understand the three star concerns, but you still even a star chaser like myself understands you need depth. You need depth in a class to have those three-star guys who are going to be able to stick with the program for 4, maybe 5 years and develop into a potential starter or a second-team contributor down the line. I mean, if you only get five-star guys, they're gone in 3 years to the NFL draft or what have you, and then you're kind of left depleted. So three stars are still crucial for that depth, even if their names don't necessarily pop off the charts for people.
So, and thinking about just, you know, a lot of guys are enrolling early. That's a new thing to do if you want to play early in your freshman year. So I won't necessarily ask you who is enrolling early, but maybe this would be part of your answer. But who do you think, who are maybe two or three guys on either side of the ball that might have the best chance to play next year?
Well, if it ends up being Clark Phillips, that's the obvious answer. I mean, it's probably... On defense, it's going to be someone in the secondary, I'm guessing. If we're saying who's going to potentially either start early or at least have an instant impact, they're going to, obviously it's going to be losing its entire starting secondary. Sean Wade is a potential NFL early draft entrant. I mean, it sounds like he's going to go. He's projected to be a late first rounder or early to mid second rounder, and probably would be crazy not to go to the NFL draft. So you're going to have four guys to replace in the defensive backfield. So Clark Phillips, he'd be one guy to watch out for. Lathan Ransom. I mean, Ryan Day said it today, Lathan Ransom out of Arizona, South Point Catholic. Ryan Day said he's going to be one of the best. I don't want to quote wrong, but he said he's going to be as good of a safety as we've had here in a long time. And just watching him on a film and hearing the stories about him, he's got a chance to be an absolute monster. And he is signed. He's one of those defensive backs who was potentially, he was potentially not going to be, end up signing with Halfley gone, but he is signed. He won't be enrolling early. He's not one of them. He had no plans of that prior, but so Lathan Ransom on defense. Offense, it's going to be either Julian Fleming or Paris Johnson, I believe, with the most chance to have an instant impact early. They're going to have definitely one offensive tackle to replace. We'll see about what Thayer Munford decides to do with the NFL draft, but Paris Johnson could end up sliding into that role, maybe as a backup. And Julian Fleming, he does have a shot to be the number three receiver. I mean, it's going to be tough, but I mean, he could slide into that Garrett Wilson type of role of coming in and contributing right away from the receiver position, especially if Brian Hartline does Brian Hartline's thing and gets him refined before week one.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see if he can get those guys ready to rock and into that receiver rotation early, because they are talented. Hey, Zach, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. I hope you get some rest soon, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, running on my last fumes, so I'll get out of here, and thanks for having me, guys.
All right, take care.
Thanks, man.
When we come back, we're going to try to tell you how Ohio State's going to beat Clemson. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
An extra hour of Bo and James ridiculing chops? Yes, please. Bishop and Laurinaitis now starts at 9. See you tomorrow morning. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The Happy Honda Days sales event is here, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2019 Honda CR-V today for $259 a month for 36 months with $2,899 due at lease signing. CR-V, the 2019 Edmonds most wanted vehicle, for just $259 a month. Don't miss the Happy Honda Days sales event, going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends January 2nd, 2020.
This holiday, it's easy to give everyone fresh gifts and goodies with Kroger's delivery and free pickup. So whether you're a cookie-tarian or a turkey-ivore or a hot chocoholic or just a pumpkin spice everythinger, fresh comes with free pickup. Because at Kroger, we believe in fresh for everyone.
And now, Kroger brand spiral sliced ham is 88 cents a pound. Limit 2 with card. Order for delivery or free pickup today. Restrictions apply. Kroger. Fresh for everyone.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment. End the madness. End the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herder is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under the United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default, end the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herter at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0, that's 444-5290 today, or visit online at markherter.com.
It's a special Saturday NFL doubleheader on the Bay.
Live coverage starts with the Texans and Bucks at 12:30. Then catch the Rams and 49ers after Buckeye basketball.
Your home for the National Football League, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Now through December 25th, Jeff Ruby gift cards are 20% off. Give the Jeff Ruby experience for less. Buy online at jeffruby.com or at Jeff Ruby Steakhouse.
Gain the home field advantage with Homeport's home buyer education. Let Homeport teach you the home buying process. For details, visit homeportlearning.org. That's homeportlearning.org or call 614-221-8889, extension 134.
Hey, it's Pick and Pull with the one gift everybody loves for Christmas.
Candy!
Now, cash!
Cash!
Just go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK and turn your old junk car into cash.
Cash to buy more presents!
Cash to pay bills!
Just call 800-442-JUNK. That's 800-442-5865 or go to pickandpull.com.
Your old junk car doesn't even have to be running because they'll arrange a tow.
So call 800-442-JUNK and Pick and Pull will give you Christmas cash for your junk car.
That's 800-442-JUNK or go to pickandpull.com.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. All Buckeyes, all the time. This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Welcome back to the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Jason Priestess, Chris Lauterbach, Bodie over there bumping the jams, our producer.
It's interesting. When Bodie does the show, we have some pretty good cranks. When Colin does it, he talks about how he has no control, and he hits us with, like, Buck Cherry's catalog and, like, 1984 Offspring type stuff.
Hooba Stank.
Yeah.
A bunch, like, of just bad music.
But Bodie just brings it.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, Bodie, how Colin pleads ignorance and says, I have no control over this bad music I'm playing, and you seem to play good music.
That's what I do.
I guess so, man.
Man of the people.
You are. So I hope Colin's listening, taking notes.
He's probably not.
No.
He's not a big fan of us.
No. Yeah. High State's going to beat Clemson. I can feel it. I know they are. Clemson is a 2-point favorite in this game. The Fiesta Bowl on the 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tigers have won 28 straight games. Get this, dude. By the time the teams kick off, it will have been 720 days since Clemson lost. 720 days.
That's pretty good.
I mean, like, it was January 1st of 2018, and then we'll be 10 days away, basically. Yeah. No, it'll be more than that. It'll be like 728 days. Sheesh. My math's bad. Anyway, the Tigers...
They're good at winning. I mean, it's an elite program that also plays in, like, the Ohio Capital Conference.
So That's true, too.
That does help, but they're obviously great.
15-0 on the way to the title last season. 13-0 this season, 28 straight wins, the longest in FBS football. Incidentally, Ohio State has the second longest winning streak. I want to say it's around 22 right now. It's up there because They poured it on after losing the one game they lost last season in Purdue. And I think they won their last six. No, maybe, yeah, six, maybe seven. So maybe it's 20 or so for Ohio State. List of players on the Clemson squad that made first team all ACC. And this is a loaded team. Dabo's had them cruising for a while now. Trevor Lawrence at quarterback, running back Travis Etienne, wide receiver T. Higgins, offensive tackle Tremaine Ankrum. And, you know, Ankrum is first team all ACC, but then you got Jackson Carman on the other side, Ohio five-star prospect from a couple years ago. The Buckeyes lost to Clemson, and he hasn't given up a sack all year. He's not even their one guy on the first team all ACC at tackle.
I've read some stuff from guys watching film, and sounds like Jackson Carman is every bit as good as this guy. He just maybe hasn't paid his paid his dues or whatever to get that nod quite yet.
Right. So basically, two all ACC tackles is what we're looking at. Trevor Lawrence was the favorite to win the Heisman heading into the season. Etienne at running back was a guy that Pro Football Focus said is their most elusive player in the nation in terms of making guys miss. Heard Dabo on ESPNU today try to say that Etienne was a three-star. He's talking about how they were all over the place, five-stars, one-stars, three-star. You know, Dabo's doing his Dabo stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to Dan Hope on our team, and Dan, of course, had covered Clemson in the past. He worked down there, and he said, Dabo was a little wrong about that. Etienne was a four-star out of Louisiana. Was like a pretty good kid. And I was like, Dan, I'm really, really surprised to hear Dabo was stretching the truth about something. He wants to play up a perceived slight. He's very good at that. Got a linebacker, Isaiah Simmons, who won the Butkus and is probably going to be a top 8 or 9 pick in the NFL draft.
And he's the guy. I mean, people, you know, watching film, I've read stuff again about, they line him up everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he plays inside, or he plays outside linebacker, but the dude literally lines up all over the field.
Leads a team in TFL and sacks. Cornerback A.J. Terrell, also first team all ACC. So they're loaded. Got some really good dudes. Bucks now, of course, are 0-3 against Clemson. Two of those losses being infamous losses. The first one was 1978, right?
Yep.
Gator Bowl.
Yep.
Woody punched a dude and lost his job. And then the other one was a few years ago when Clemson beat Ohio State in the same stadium they'll be playing at, 31-0.
Yeah, they punched us in the neck in that one.
And I figure, I mean, that was a good Clemson team too there. I mean, Deshaun Watson, I felt like, you know, I remember Malik Hooker had an interception that game. Ohio State played well. They just couldn't get any offense going.
I think the defense
ran out of juice.
Yeah, did the best they could to hold their own, but that was Urban's worst offense by a mile.
Yep.
That was everything you've thought about, JT Barrett running the ball too many times, et cetera. That was that offense. But the line also could do nothing in that game.
No, just they got swamped.
Running for his life.
And do you remember afterwards Dabo saying that when he watched film of Ohio State's offensive attack, he knew they were going to get crushed?
I do remember that, yes, and it was hard to, I mean, going into that, I don't remember being supremely confident. I don't know about 31 zip, but I wasn't feeling great.
JT did a lot of good things for Ohio State. Great leader, great character, great dude. Will always be fondly remembered, but he was a fullback that could throw.
Well, and that offense was just smoke and mirrors anyway. It was JT with, you know, Curtis trying to get some touches where he could.
Yep, basically. That loss incidentally brought Ryan Day to Columbus.
Yeah.
So there's a silver lining. There's a silver lining.
Kevin Wilson
there,
too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then looking at this year's game, for the first time in ages, Clemson does not have an elite defensive line. Brett Venables, the defensive coordinator, has been down there forever. He makes his bread and butter. His bread and butter is a defensive line at Clemson. And this is the first time all year they don't have that. If Ohio State's offensive line, again, Clemson hasn't seen an offensive line like Ohio State in a long time, you know? If Ohio State's OL and J.K. Dobbins, a running back they haven't seen the likes of in a long time, can get clicking, it's going to spell trouble for the Tigers. They can wear them down. It's not, you know, it's a good defensive line. Don't get me wrong. It's not Rutgers' defensive line, but it's not a typical Clemson defensive line.
Well, I mean, last year's defensive line had four guys go in the NFL draft, and I think at least three were first-rounders.
Yeah.
I think the other guy might have been in the second round, but, you know, Farrell and those guys, those were all elite first-round talents, at least three of them. I hear what you're saying. I definitely think Clemson's defensive line is not as good as it was last year, but I don't know how it's possible to be as good as what they, you know, what they were last year, unless everybody was back. They are still one of only two programs to give up less than 4 yards per play, Ohio State being the other. But to your point,
ACC,
especially for sure. Sacks is, I think they're like 19th in the country, so just barely top 20 in sacks per game
in the ACC.
How they have played against Ohio State, though, is you would expect a lot of blitzing and things like that, which is one thing Ohio State's offensive line has struggled with a little bit in pass pro here and there, besides, you know, Fields maybe holding on too long, is just picking up when it's not just man-for-man blocking.
Right. The Tigers haven't seen a team as fast and as athletic as Ohio State in a long time. Certainly not all season.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the schedule they played. Now, the Bucks haven't, to be fair, the Bucks haven't seen a team as fast and athletic as Clemson either, but I feel like Ohio State's got closer approximations to that with Wisconsin and some of these other teams, Penn State, that have good rosters. So Clemson's going to find themselves in a game where it's going to be a lot faster than any game they've played all year. And it's going to might take them a half second, quarter, or whatever to adjust kind of to the speed. I can see that first drive, those guys coming off the sideline say, hey, man, this is a lot faster than we played all year. This is, you know, you feel those games. You feel them right away. The tempo, the intensity, it's just different. And they're going to feel that.
So you don't think Wofford or Syracuse or Charlotte stack up?
Wofford probably, yeah. They got it going on. And again, Clemson's defense as a whole is great. And Simmons is a beast. You're going to have to watch him every play, Butkus winner. But this is a team that let Virginia get 300 yards in the third quarter on them. I mean, they blew them out on the scoreboard, but 300 yards in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia. Ohio State's got a really good chance. I mean, that's obvious, a two-point game, two-point spread. But I've never seen a team be so heavily favored off of 2 points. Seems like a lot of people are like,
Ohio
State has no chance. You know,
I
mean,
sure.
It's a 2-point game. It's basically almost a pick 'em. Mistake free, saying some things coaches love to say, but all these are going to play important factors in the game. You know, it could easily be one of those games. I mean, this might be the two best teams in the country. LSU, they are the two best teams in the country. I think LSU is a wild card with Burrow because he can do some crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
But team wise, top to bottom, these are the two best teams in the country. So it could be a great game where the team with, you know, it sounds cliche as heck, but the fewest mistakes wins a game. You know, turnovers, stupid plays, penalties.
Definitely doesn't have the vibe of the last matchup where you felt like, man, everything's going to have to go right for Ohio State to win this game. Think about Ohio State's offense being on a completely different plane than the last time they played, and certainly the defense. Is now the 2016 defense wasn't bad, but you think about compared to last year, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think the spread is fine. I mean, this is a pick 'em game.
Pretty much.
They played this game 10 times.
Yeah.
Iowa State might win 5 and Clemson might win 5. It just matters who wins on the 28th.
Let's get a good game out of it. Who are you going to pick, the Buckeyes? You feel good about them?
I do. I think generally it has to get closer to kickoff for me to get, you know, get more confident probably. But yeah, I do. I was a little worried with, you know, Halfley and just, you know, that stuff going on, like with that and everybody being on the award circuit just ever since the 06 debacle.
Mm-hmm.
Florida might have won that game anyway, but to blow them out like that with Troy and everybody on the banquet circuit and just felt like everything was flat. I'm always a little nervous when you got guys up for the Thorpe and Heisman and all this kind of thing. From just scars from that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm starting to feel, you know, a lot better about it. And, you know, it, like I said, to me, it's a toss up game.
Yeah. It's that time of the year too, where Clemson usually loses one or two guys from PED. So let's hope something comes in on that front. Coming up, Radio Buckshots. Joe Burrow is the best kind of rainmaker. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
The first and the best. Your home for all things Buckeyes, Jackets, and former linebackers making inappropriate innuendo. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're eating spicy food and start to get that prickly feeling on your tongue.
Oh, this has a kick.
You have more than enough reason to pump the brakes, but no, nothing's going to hold you back now.
This is good. A little hot, but good.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico, because with Geico, you've got the ability to reach an agent for help 24/7, unlike your ability to get more water at this restaurant.
Yeah, you can just leave the pitcher this time.
And even though you regret overlooking the four little peppers next to your dish on the menu, you'll never feel overlooked with Geico, because they're available 24/7. Maybe that's why they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Oh, wow.
So, while you're trying to look composed with a mouthful of ice cubes as you fan yourself with the drink menu, you can feel relieved knowing Geico helps with homeowners and renters insurance through the Geico Insurance Agency, too. At least once you can feel your lips again.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
Factory authorized year-end clearance on the remaining 2019 Hondas in stock.
This Happy Honda Days brings 0% for a full 72-month financing on the Midwest's largest Honda selection.
Over 1,200 new cars in trucks, SUVs, clearance price.
The 2019s have never been more reasonable. With 2019 Honda Accords only $119 a month. CRV SUVs below $156 a month. Or how about 0 down payment, then only $359 a month for a full-size, all-wheel drive Honda Pilot.
Plus, you can still choose 0% financing up to a full 72 months on any of these Hondas in all of the remaining 2019 Honda models in stock.
Visit LindsayHonda.com today or stop by in person today off I-70 and Bryce Road and have first pick of all these Happy Honda Days clearance deals.
Happy Honda Days and Merry Christmas from the Lindsay Honda family.
All offers with approved credit dealer contribution may affect consumer costs. 36-month well-paid for your leases with up to $31.99 down plus tax, title, and documentation fee. APR requires 15% of MSRP. Offers cannot be combined.
Gulick and Wingo.
I love the first mock draft before the end of the season because you're basically guessing on slots because we don't know the playoff picture yet.
Gulick and Wingo.
Presented by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weekday mornings at 6 on The Fan.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Every house needs improvements before it becomes the home of your dreams. Get some great ideas on the hows and whats of turning your home into your castle by tuning into This Dream House on 1460 ESPN each Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Brought to you by Appliance Factory and Mattress Kingdom on Sawmill Road.
Guys, it has never been easier to get that perfect gift for her than right now at Diamonds Direct. 3 years, zero interest financing on everything. Yep, on any purchase, you can spread your payments out over 3 years with zero interest, like a $3,000 diamond pendant she can wear anywhere for just $85 a month. Diamonds Direct's got your back, guys. We have the gifts that women love, and we love last-minute shoppers. Get her that home run gift that shows how much you love her. Details and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
Splurging on her this Christmas is easy at Diamonds Direct, because now for a limited time, you can spread your payments over 3 years with zero interest, so you can afford to go big and show her how much she really means to you. Diamond earrings, pendants, bracelets, eternity bands, colored gemstone jewelry, best selection ever. Guaranteed best prices. And now, 3 years, zero interest financing. All this plus 100% stress-free, risk-free shopping in a guy-friendly store. Diamonds Direct. On approved credit open this Sunday.
On Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
Matty Ice here for Roof Revivers, a Central Ohio leader in roof repair and replacement. Right now is the perfect time to have your roof repaired or replaced before winter comes. Take advantage of their fall discount of 20% off of your full roof replacement. Find them online at roofrevivers.com. Roof Revivers. They fix leaky roofs.
All Buckeyes, all the time. This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's the last segment of the show. You know what that means. It's time for Buckshots.
Welcome back to the show, 11 Warriors Radio Hour, right here on The Fan. Thank you for making us a part of your Wednesday night. Jason Priestess, Chris Lauterbach. You saw Joe Burrow's Heisman speech, right?
Yes, I did. Very touching.
Awesome. Awesome speech. Basically thanked everyone on Earth. It was very gracious, emotional, and spoke about where he's from. Spoke about the impoverished, hungry kids in Southeast Ohio. And it was really touching. And since then, have you seen that more than $320,000 has poured into charities in the area, according to AFB in Baton Rouge?
I did, and I think I read, I don't know what the percentage was, but it was some ridiculous number of how much of that's actually come from the state of Louisiana. So, really? I mean, obviously he's raised awareness, you know, nationally to this portion of the country where he grew up in Southeast Ohio. But yeah, I think Louisiana, you know, is doing the bulk of that work, I think, which is pretty cool.
That's cool because LSU has no money as a school. Remember they led some library protests last year when they announced their locker room? Do you remember that? They announced their locker room and the people were like, this is our library and it has holes in the wall. And there's some hardscrabble parts of Louisiana,
too.
Oh,
my gosh, yeah.
So, but it just goes to show, you win football games, you beat Bama. They open the wallet, you know? Like, I'm not doing for libraries, but you beat Bama, we're going to open the wallet. And this guy beat Bama, and good for Southeast Ohio. Good for Joe Burrow, man, just a stand-up dude. Tom Herman, earlier today, flip two. Big signing day coup, he flipped two. Did you see this earlier?
I did.
Bo, did you see this? Longhorn Network cameras cut to Texas's war room. Herman's sitting there at the captain's seat at the front of the big conference table, top of the conference table. And for some whatever reason, I have no idea why he's doing this, he's flipping double birds at the camera from Longhorn Network. Like, this guy's in Mensa? Like, you're making $5 million a year coaching Texas. Why are you doing stuff that we would do at 19?
Who even gets, like, the footage I saw of it on Twitter was, like, super grainy. I'm like, what is the Longhorn? I mean, I've heard of the Longhorn Network, but is it on any cable? Like, is it just in Texas?
I might get it on Spectrum, honestly. I don't know. I got some weird channels.
I have Spectrum, and I don't feel like I have the Longhorn Network.
I'll have to check. Somebody recorded it from their iPhone or their iPad off their TV, some cat, or else no one would have known about it, and this guy's tweet blew up. Don't have his handle, would love to give him a shout-out, but whoever you are, good job, dude. But yeah, I mean, seriously, double birds, you're the highest-paid person in the state of Texas.
Right.
I think, I'm pretty sure he would be.
Got to be up there.
What are you doing, dude?
Jimbo's in the state.
Yeah, that's true. Jimbo makes bank, too. Yeah, Jimbo does make bank. Jimbo might be a little ahead of. Like, what are you doing? I mean, like, he already has heat from finishing the way he finished his season.
Right, win games, fool.
7-5 or something this year, maybe? 6-6?
They're 7-5. I think they're 7-5 right now.
7-5? Yeah, 7-5.
So he's already got heat on him. They're already mad at him. They're already looking down at Matt Rhule saying, we want him instead, not this idiot we got who's always he's very prickly and thin-skinned and says dumb things all the time. And then he does this, so, okay, whatever.
3 straight years he's been there. His best season was 10-4, which was last year, so he's lost at least 4 games every year. He went 7-6, then he went 10-4, then he went 7-5. By comparison, Ohio State's had one season of at least 4 losses since 2005, which was the year they had an interim head coach,
Luke,
you know, trying to piece it together until Urban got here.
Almost makes a Texas fan want Mac back, doesn't it? Sparty, Michigan State, Mark D'Antonio finished 11th. Today's class they signed 11th in the Big Ten, not 11th in the country. 11th in the country is cool. 11th in the Big Ten, awful. I mean, you're beating Indiana, Rutgers, and someone else.
So he's like any others receiving votes nationally. He may not even be in that. I don't know how far down the recruiting rankings do they go down to 130.
Oh yeah, they go deep. So he's 11th in the Big Ten. He signed 23 stars, no 4 stars, no 5 stars, and on the heels of going 6-6 this year, went 7-6 last year. He's 26-24 in his last 4 seasons after, you know, putting 11 or more wins together and 4 out of 5 years from 2010 to 2015. Hot seat, right?
They should have made a run at Fickell when they had when they had an opening. But you wonder how much more it will go on, because I mean, it's not even just, you know, the wins and losses. We're joking about some of that, but they've had some not so funny stuff going on up there.
Awful.
And really both programs, athletic department, etc. But not a lot to be excited about. I'm not surprised that they're only hauling in 3 stars.
Yeah, I mean, I think they still have a shot for Fickell. He might be available next year, but it may be his last year. That's it for tonight. We had so much fun. Thank you for joining us. We are off the next 2 weeks. We'll be back after that.
Mike Golick here. The next best thing to waking up and finding Trey and I in your bed
is listening to us weekday mornings here on The Fan.
Golick and Wingo, creepily waking you up at 6. The Fan.
Choose your way to save with 3 great end-of-year offers on a new Bobcat skid steer loader at Bobcat Enterprises. Until the end of the year, you can choose from cash rebates up to $5,000, lease rates as low as $429 a month, or 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on select Bobcat skid steer loaders. This is your final chance in 2019 to take advantage of these offers. Stop by Bobcat Enterprises in Hilliard or Reynoldsburg today.
Making spirits bright is easy with a dazzling gift from Fred Meyer Jewelers. Our new holiday catalog offers a beautiful selection of sparkling styles and designs for every budget. Visit us in-store or at fredmeyerjewelers.com for diamond studs and hoops, gorgeous gemstones, men's watches, bracelets, and more in every price range. It's a special selection of holiday gift ideas we're proud to offer. And at Fred Meyer Jewelers, we're here to help make your holidays special.
Gain the home field advantage with Homeport's home buyer education. Let Homeport teach you the home buying process. For details, visit homeportlearning.org. That's homeportlearning.org or call 614-221-8889, extension 134.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Now through December 25th, Jeff Ruby gift cards are 20% off. Give the Jeff Ruby experience for less. Buy online at jeffruby.com or at Jeff Ruby Steakhouse.
Chris Spielman and Mark Lobb here for your hometown team, Byers Mazda.
Stop in and test drive a new Mazda today.
Mazda vehicles combine style and performance with great fuel economy.
And at Byers Mazda, you'll get a premium vehicle without paying a premium price.
And you know, Mark, these Mazdas are just fun to drive.
I agree, Chris.
And with 0.9% financing, the time to buy or lease a new Mazda is now. November is crossover SUV month at Byers Dublin Mazda at I-270 and Sawmill Road on Billingsley Road. Look for the giant windmill. ByersMazda.com.
Hey, it's Pick and Pull with the one gift everybody loves for Christmas.
Candy!
Now, cash!
Cash!
Just go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK and turn your old junk car into cash.
Cash to buy more presents!
Cash to pay bills!
Just call 800-442-JUNK. That's 800-442-5865. Or go to pickandpull.com.
Your old junk car doesn't even have to be running because they'll arrange a tow.
So call 800-442-JUNK and Pick and Pull will give you Christmas cash for your junk car.
That's 800-442-JUNK or go to pickandpull.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
From the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. Compare Quote Insurance.